You wanna know my occupation? I get paid to rock the nation.
Rolling.
Hold it now.
Oh, Roland Martin in Washington, D.C. Good morning.
Tom, Civil, Jay, hope you're doing well. Do I need to call Geek Squad? It's all good. Glad to talk with y'all. Up late, of course. State of the Union. And you know what, Tom? It kills me. It kills me sitting there looking at the reaction on social media, watching people respond, and folks upset with the State of the Union address. I mean, look, I don't care if you are Republican or Democrat. I don't care if you are conservative or liberal or red and blue state. When the President of the United States stands there and talks about how our economy has improved, I don't understand how you can sit on your butt, how you cannot say anything and not clap and not stand up. Remember, 2009, we were losing 750,000 jobs a month. Stock market crashed. People were losing their homes. There was despair. There was talk that literally our economy was going to tank under the weight of the madness on Wall Street. And so here we have scraped and fought and brawled and done everything to get ourselves out of this condition, and you have folks who are still mad, who are upset. I don't quite understand the logic behind that. And the president stands there. He talks about throwing out the idea of free community college, which actually happens in Tennessee, passed by Republican legislature, signed by Republican governor, 57,000 students, 90% of all high school graduates last year expressed interest in this program. Why can't we actually make the attempt to see how can we pay for it, $60 billion over 10 years? What I don't understand is in this city, Washington, D.C., and I was just on Morning Joe, and I heard constant folks say, this stuff isn't going to go anywhere. It can't pass. Well, really, at least make a damn attempt. At least do some work. At least try. At least act like you care. Why can't we make the effort to say, can we afford 7 days of paid sick leave? Can we actually afford child care? Oh, I know all the people sitting in the room last night are in the top 2%. I know they make more than $100,000, and they don't have those particular issues. I know many of them might have spouses who stay at home, but there are other people out there who are listening, who are struggling, who are trying to worry how they're going to sit here and pay their mortgage and how they're going to pay their car note and buy some food and deal with child care. I don't understand why we resort to this notion that somehow it can't happen. Look, I wish the president had gone deeper when it comes to criminal justice. I wish he had challenged Republicans saying we need to get rid of mandatory minimums. I wish he had told Republicans that we need to get rid of the disparity between powder cocaine and crack cocaine. He signed the bill in 2009, 100-1. It went down to 18-1, but it shouldn't be 18-1. It should be 1-1. Do I wish he had gone more in depth when it came to Ferguson and Black Lives Matter? Absolutely. But what we heard last night was a challenge to the country. And I think what should happen to the folks who are listening, I don't care whether you support the president or not, you should be telling Congress, I need you to show the hell up. I need you to do some work. I need you to earn your pay. I need you to do what I do every day. Because the reality is, if any of us went to our jobs and we did the exact same thing Congress does, and that is do nothing, pass nothing, then nothing happens. The challenge for us is to say, look, he's there 2 years, but you're there 2 years. We just had an election. It is time for members of Congress to actually care about the American people. Damn the special interests. Who cares about your ideology? I don't care about your party. You should care about people. That's the challenge that we should be putting on them. And so to black folks, do understand, your representative might not be a black member of Congress. You are represented by Republicans. There are two U.S. senators. They might be Republicans. You are a constituent. They owe you. And you should let them know via phone, via email, via Twitter, via Facebook, I don't care what it is. Show up to their hearings. Let them know you represent me, and I want you to get to work. Today, no more whining, no more complaining. Do right by the American people, or we'll make sure you don't get to come back to the nation's capital.
Way to go, Roland.
Good job.
Nicely done.
Yeah, Roland.
They mad when it's good. How do you stay mad when everything's good?
I mean, we got jobs and things are improving.
That is some evil.
That's just evil, man.
If a man could not stand up last night when he said women should get paid the same as men, if you a woman, you should say, you know what? You cut off. You can't stand up on that one. And not only that, they wouldn't even stand up.
It reminds you of somebody
who's ever
Somebody's always. Everybody's dated somebody who's mad about everything. It's that person. Yeah. No matter what you do,
yeah,
they're mad.
They're mad at everybody has dated someone like that.
You can't do nothing.
Or you work with that person, or
wait a minute. That's not necessary. That's not the issue.
That make no sense. Hey, man,
that's not the issue.
They can't, and I get it, okay? No matter what, man.
He talks about the pipeline, that's fine. But how are you mad when the economy improving?
Yeah, right. We got jobs, we got money, foreign trade, economy.
Damn shame, folks buying more
houses. Dead.
Yeah, I mean, come on now. I mean, at some point, right? But I don't understand,
man.
It. Yeah,
you gotta use that Bernie Mac voice, Roland. Come on, America.
Yeah. He should have gone to.
Oh, he ain't scared of you.
I ain't scared of you. Did. Yeah.
All
right, Roland.
I got to say, when he dropped that, I won both of them. Shut him down.
I know, because I won both of them. All right, Mr. President.
Good job, Roland. Get in touch with the Congressman.
Y'all take care.
And he went both of them, too, huh? He said both of them.
Yeah.